Module 3, Preparing and Planning. Management generally finds it easier to deliver any form of constructive criticism once they have prepared what they want to say and how they want to deliver it. The key is to decide what problems or situations you want to address and how you can provide the employee the information they need to succeed. Careful preparation, clear information delivery, and a sense of sensitivity toward the employee will not only result in better employee performance, but possibly a better relationship between management and employees. Gather facts on the issue. Before you can begin to address any situation, you have to gather the facts. It's best to make a quick list of what you'll need to cover and what information you'll need to do that. This can include employee performance stats, memos, emails exchanged, or even notes containing your own personal observations. If needed, include information from company policies or training guides. The more facts and information you gather beforehand, the more prepared you'll be when the time comes to meet with the employee. Hints. Review the reason for giving the constructive criticism. Find what the employee may need to improve or change in the future. Gather information that supports why you have addressed the problem, i.e., performance stats, behaviors. Practice your tone. The point of constructive criticism is to help the employee and encourage them to improve and be successful. However, the tone of your voice can speak louder than the words you use. If your tone is hard or comes across as disapproving, the employee may interpret the meeting as a form of criticism or discipline and then ignore or dismiss any helpful advice or action plan. On the other hand, if the tone is too light and amicable, the employee may interpret the action plan as friendly advice and not take the need for improvement seriously. Points to remember. Remain neutral. Your focus is to help the employee. Watch for angry or accusing tones. These can counteract the help being offered. Practice what you want to say beforehand. Look for tones and pitches that can either help or harm. Create an action plan. Once the problem has been addressed, an action plan will help the employee to make the proper adjustments and improvements they need. Change can be hard for anyone, so the employee will need proper support from management to succeed. Make realistic goals the employee can achieve and focus on the areas of work the employee has control to change, their duties or department. Once a plan has been made, allow ample time for it to be put in place and monitor the employee to see how they are doing. It may also be helpful to schedule a follow-up meeting to check on their progress. Tips: give specific feedback and improvements that need to be made. Focus on goals the employee can achieve to correct the problem. Form an action plan that helps achieve those goals. Follow up as needed. Keep written records. Written and documented records are often important when delivering constructive criticism. Written records not only help track the behavior or actions that need to be corrected, but also help document the actions that will be taken to correct the situation. Document employee behaviors and reactions to keep in employee files and add to the action plan. The action plan can be a form of documentation once it has been written and can also be added to the employee's and manager's work files. Example of written records: exchanged emails, notes, memos. Log of employee behaviors or actions. Action plan with improvement ideas and strategies. Signed forms signed by the employee. Acknowledgement of feedback, action plans, etc. Case study. Catherine has noticed that her employee, Sean, has not been completing his reports properly before handing them in at the end of the week. They would normally have sections missing or the information would be inadequate. Catherine kept copies of each report and made notes of the indiscretions. She made notes of emails she sent him and documented times she said something to him. When the behavior didn't get corrected, she called him into her office and spoke with him privately. She outlined the actions that needed to be corrected and asked Sean what he could do to fix it. Together, they formed goals that Sean could accomplish to better his reports within the next month, such as improving his editing skills and learning about proper research. Each week, Catherine reviewed his reports and noticed gradual change and improvements. She held a follow-up meeting with Sean to let him know his reports were looking better and that she was happy to see the progress. Module 3, Question 1. When gathering facts for delivering constructive criticism, you should find what? Which employee is going to be fired? What the best discipline action would be? The best department to relocate the employee? The reason for the constructive criticism. Module 3, Question 2. Gathering the facts includes which of the following actions? Snooping through employee files, reviewing company policies and procedures, eavesdropping on employee conversations, making your own notes on the subject. Module 3, Question 3. Your blank, when giving constructive criticism, says the most. Tone, hands, words, clothes. Module 3, Question 4. The best way to control your tone is to do what first? Write everything down on note cards? Have someone else deliver what you want to say? Practice what you want to say? Go through everything really fast. Module 3, Question 5. What is one step of creating the action plan for an employee? Letting them know what they are doing wrong? Setting realistic goals to accomplish? Documenting any demerits given at the meeting? Creating a plan of discipline? Module 3, Question 6. What is considered the final step of the action plan? Follow-up meeting? Reviewing incorrect behaviors, actions? Outlining employee goals? Giving the employee an official write-up slip? Module 3, Question 7. What is one form of keeping a written record? Verbal meeting at the employee's cubicle? Deleting old emails from the manager? Holding a conference call? The action plan with improvement strategies. Module 3, Question 8. What is the purpose of keeping written records? To document behaviors, actions, or steps taken, completed. To create a black mark on the employee's records. To make the employee feel bad about what they did. To make the manager look good. Module 3, Question 9. What is one way Catherine kept written records of the events? She wrote everything down in a journal. She made copies of the incorrect reports. She sent reminder emails to the employee. She let someone else see the reports to get a second opinion. Module 3, Question 10. After the action plan was started, what did Catherine do when she noticed improvement? Dismissed the problem? Gave Sean an award for best improvement? Held a follow-up meeting to speak with Sean again? Sent Sean an email to say, good job.